It's Wednesday, and as I open my mouth to speak, the sun appears. It's Wednesday the 23rd of December, and it's just after 11 a.m. 12 hours in bed last night. I wish I could say it was 12 hours sleep, but actually it wasn't too bad, to be honest. It wasn't too bad at all for 12 hours in bed. I think if I'd left my wife, should have slept longer. But I just get to a point where, even though I'm still tired, that I just got to get up. Which is probably a good thing, because I must have been lying in a position last night, probably in one of my dreams, contorting my body to the contortions of whatever the dream was. I can only imagine it must have been something to do with abseiling backwards down a cliff or something, because I have a slight spasm between my shoulder blades. I haven't had one of those for, I can't remember. Just be careful how I move, how I dried myself coming out of the shower this morning. But it seems to be easing off now, thank the Lord. But that's one of the consequences of lying long in bed. It's another windy morning, absolutely. In fact, it was howling last evening, probably howling during the night, and to be perfectly honest, we're still kind of howling here at the moment. At least it's dry and the skies are a mixture of cloud and blue. As I said, the sun's shining, but it's way over in the sky. It's almost as if it's just about to give the ghost up already. Okay, I've given you my face for a wee bit, and now I'm heading back to bed. I was talking about the sun there, by the way. It's cold. That is a snail wind. Oh, I didn't realise that the... Well, it was milder when the wind wasn't blowing, but now it's got up. It's actually driving icicles through the air. So, feeling okay this morning. I still don't have any kind of Christmas spirit in my blood, in my head. No, that's strictly not true. I do have a little bit. I think it's just been the pile-up of demands put on me recently. And then, a couple of things that got me down a bit. And now I'm free. I've broken... Well, actually, I'm not free yet. I shouldn't have said that. Yes, I'm free of all demands, but I have one very important task to do. And once I get that done, that'll be me free for Christmas, for the Christmas period. And if I get that done, I will most definitely start to feel a bit more joyous, or even a bit joyous. Well, I think this weather helps anyway, you know. It's like talking about Christmas, and you expect at least cold and frosty, if not snow. But with all this mad, crazy, mild weather, and what driving wind and rain, it's blown the season away. I can't be that bad if I can raise a wee laugh and a chuckle, can I? I mean, there must be something there, stirring. It's stirring. What do you say, Mrs. Blackbird? You don't give a damn so long as you're fed and watered and are protected. And why should you? Why should you feel anything else? Ah, yes, the bird bath and drinking font needs clean water and topped up. I shall do that. It's a bit like having two wives now. Well, Mrs. Blackbird can't tell me, but she tells me in her actions. Yes, I know. Give me a chance, I'll do it. Anyway, so, not a lot else in my head this morning. I'm going to go in and put the eggs on. A modest a modest breakfast this morning. I don't know why, but if it's simply a boiled egg with toast, my wife must have plans, which she's yet to reveal. She'll reveal over toasted egg. I have a funny feeling I know which one of them is. What one of them is. I'm fine with that, quite happy with that. If it is, I suspect it is. But then again, I'm speculating, guessing, ascertaining things like that. Yes. I do hope that later on today, this evening, tomorrow morning, that I shall be a happier, more joyous and more Christmassy feeling person than I am just now. I'll tell you what really bugs me though. What really, really bugs me. Is the hype nowadays, the hype about Christmas. That gets me down. Adverts on the radio, adverts on the telly, tried to draw the last remaining dregs of finance that people have got, especially people with families. That just gets to me. People in a hole because you play with their minds. Anyway, I'm not going to go there this morning. Tea's gone cold. I'm going to put the eggs on. And I'll see how the day goes.